From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Canada has announced billions of dollars in retaliatory tariffs against the United States. As AP's Sagar Magani reports, the move comes after the United States announced tax hikes on imported steel and aluminum.
Canada's announced more than $12.5 billion in tariffs on some U.S. goods in what Foreign Minister Chrystia Freeland calls a reciprocal yet regrettable response.
We will not escalate. And we will not back down.
Some of the tariffs are designed to have a political impact in Washington. Among other items, Canada's putting them on yogurt and whiskey, coming from the home states of Congress's top two Republicans. Freeland announced the taxes not long after the president boasted about stopping other nations from ripping off the U.S.
We're going to be the smart country again, not the stupid country.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
The United States and the European Union have both decided to maintain sanctions against Russia. The decision was made at the leaders' summit in Brussels after they had a very short discussion on Ukraine. The United States, meanwhile, is also holding to sanctions against Russia for its 2014 annexation of Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula. The U.S. intelligence community has also concluded that Russia interfered with the 2016 U.S. presidential election to help Donald Trump win the White House. Special Counsel Robert Mueller has already indicted Russian individuals and several entities in a scheme to influence the vote. The move comes just one day after President Trump announced that he will meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Helsinki, Finland, next month. This is VOA News.